Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Nun Hey, Chulin 55. Today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara cites a Mishnah where our Mishnah says that Nito HaTachol, that if the spleen was removed from the animal, if the animal doesn't have a spleen, that the animal is still kosher. So Amrav Avira Mishmei de Rava, Rav Avira taught in the name of Rava, when does our Mishnah say that if the spleen is removed that it's kosher? Lo Shanu El Nito. When we say this, that's only with respect to a spleen that's been removed of Al Nika, but with respect to a spleen that was punctured, not that it was removed, that's actually worse. So if the spleen was entirely removed, the animal is still kosher. But if the spleen is just punctured, then the animal, even though it's just punctured, but it's still there, is considered to be treifa. So Masiv Rav Yossi Bar Avin. So Rav Yossi Bar Avin challenges this from a Mishnah on Daf Samaches, and he says as follows: Itema Rav Yossi Bar Zivda, that we have the following ruling from our Mishnah on Daf Samaches Amud Aleph, that our Mishnah says Chotech Me Uber Shebe Me Eha, that if one cuts off a part of the fetus that is already in the mother's womb and leaves it inside the womb and then slaughters the entire animal, mutar b'achila, then we say that the part that is cut off from the rest of the fetus is going to be allowed to be eaten, because when the animal is slaughtered, then the fetus is permitted, and even the parts of the fetus that have been cut off are permitted to be eaten. However, our Mishnah there states minatchol minakoyos, if however a person cuts off a part of the spleen or the kidneys, and even if it remains inside the animal, then we're going to say it's going to be prohibited to be eaten. So from the fact that it states that is asur b'achila, that the detached parts of the fetus are permitted to eat, but the detached parts of the spleen or the kidney are forbidden, that tells us habehema gufa sharia. This tells us that the animal itself, even though the spleen is punctured, is going to be permitted to be eaten. So then why does Rava rule that a punctured spleen is treifa? So Gemara says no. Rava would say hu adin dafilu behema nami asir, that if it's punctured, indeed, if the spleen is cut into pieces, the whole animal is prohibited. Why does it imply that just the spleen is going to be prohibited and doesn't say that the whole animal is prohibited? Gemara says that's just the formulation of the Mishnah, because I did detana resha mutar b'achila, because the first clause says that it's entirely eaten, that it's entirely permitted with respect to the fetus. So too we're going to say taninami seifa aser. So therefore we say that the latter part is prohibited. But really, if we understand the language properly, it really means that the whole animal is prohibited. Or if you could say nikov l'chud v'nechta l'chud, or else we could draw a distinction between whether the spleen is punctured, that is an indication that the animal is sick and therefore makes it a treifa, whereas if the spleen was actually caught and not punctured, that doesn't make it a treifa, because that's not an indication the animal is sick. Then the Mishnah talks about the kidneys, that if the kidneys were removed from the animal, nitlu akoyos, that the animal is kosher. So it says, Rachash bar papa mishmei de rav lakta b'chulia achas trefa, that if the animal became sick in just one kidney, even if the kidneys are removed, it's kosher, but if just one of those kidneys became sick, so if it had infection there, Rashi says it becomes filled with pus, then we say it's trefa. So Amri b'Ma'arava v'hu de'matai lakusa, and they said in Eretz Yisrael regarding this teaching of Rav, when do we say that if one of the kidneys becomes infected, that the animal is a treifa? That is only in a situation de'matai lakusa l'makom charetz, where the lakusa, the disease, reaches the place of the kidney's furrow. That means the center of the kidney, where the tubes are attached. V'heka makom, and where is this place, which is the center of the kidney, where the tubes are attached? So the Gemara explains lechivara de suse masne, that's the white matter that is under the animal's loins. If the pus reaches that point, that's going to prohibit the animal. So comes along Rabbi Nechunya. Rabbi Nechunya says, "Shaltinu l'ku trufai d'mayrava." I asked all of the trufa d'mayrava. That's a very unusual expression. It means all the experts of Eretz Yisrael who are experts in knowing what's a trefa, and they said to me, I asked these experts, and they said to me, "Hilchasa k'rachash bar papa." The law is like rachash bar papa, that a kidney that has a disease is the whole animal is trefa. But the law is not like a Rav Avira, that a punctured spleen is trefa. So we say, therefore, on the basis of that, we would say that a diseased kidney renders the animal trefa, but a punctured spleen does not. And the Gemara says that even though they said that a punctured spleen is not a trefa, lo amran ela bekulshe, then when do they say that only to its thin part? Aval besumche trefa, but if it was punctured on its thick part, it is a trefa. V'yishtayerbak ovi dinar zahav kasheran. If the puncture was in the thick end, if there remains a dinar thickness, then the animal is kosher. But we also see from here a very interesting point that there were people who were experts in the laws of trefa. And they asked those questions. And Rashi says, "Shayu more or rose al trefa." These were the people who were experts on trefa. So the Birkei Yosef says that in Lithuania, the practice was that there were different bati dinim for each topic. There were specialists. There were some people who were experts on the laws of gitin. Some were experts on the laws of monetary matters. And there were some people who were there also established that they were in charge of deciding whether or not something was kosher or treif. And so they had a special courts for each topic. And so therefore, even though you're not necessarily an expert in all of the Torah, you could be an expert in one of these areas, and they were the people who were asked, the true Fei Dema Rava, they were the ones in those times who were the experts in whether or not something was kosher.